Entertaining motion to come out of recess into public hearings?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We'll start the hearings for the planning and zoning matters. And I'm going to read the rules of procedure for the meeting. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the podium, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. There is also a sign-up sheet, please sign. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is change of zone number 1784. Mr. Lank.
Thank you. This is an application of Marlene Stavelski. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, and containing 9/10 of an acre more or less. Property located south of Route 326A, Betts Pond Road, at the southerly end of a dead end of Heritage Lane and being north of Betts Pond. 911 address is 12 Heritage Lane, Millsboro. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 16, Parcel Number 57. For the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on September 10th of 2015. Council has a copy of the Planning and Zoning Commission report, which was provided to them in their packet on Friday. On this application, we did receive the application on June 30th, 2015, and included a survey. And then on August 31st of 2015, we did receive an exhibit booklet on behalf of the application. We did not request comments from DLDOT since this is a downzoning and since the parcel does have access from a private route. We did hear comments from County Engineering Department. Mrs. Stavelski was present with David Hutt, Esquire of Morris, James, Wilson, Howard, and Byard, LLP, and gave testimony. We did have two neighbors that were present and spoke in support of the downzoning of the property to MR, medium density residential. There were no parties present in opposition. At conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1784 for Marlene C. Stavelski for a down zone change in zone from C1 general commercial to MR medium density residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although the property is currently zoned C1 General Commercial, it has been used for residential purposes since the 1960s. Two, rezoning of this property to MR Medium Density Residential will make the zoning consistent with the longstanding use of the property as a residence. Three, the property is located on a cul-de-sac in a private residential community. The current C1 General Commercial zoning of the property is not suitable for this location in a small residential subdivision. Four, there is no frontage on a state highway that is appropriate for commercial zoning. Five, the property is in a development with restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses. Six, MR Medium Density Residential zoning is compatible with the zoning on contiguous properties. Seven, neighbors of the applicant spoke in favor of the application and testified that the downzoning to MR Medium Density Residential would be a benefit to the community. And eight, no parties appeared in opposition. Therefore, there was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion did carry 4-0. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Are there any questions? If there are not, Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon, members of council. I think most of you know me, but my name is David Hutt. As was just indicated by Mr. Lank, I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James, Wilson, Havrick, and Byard. This afternoon, I'm representing the Stabelskis, Larry and Marlene. As Mr. Lank just indicated, this is an application to downzone the property at which they lived in until just a couple of weeks ago when they moved to Pennsylvania. If you looked in the exhibits notebook, you saw an application, as part of the application, rather, that Ms. Stabelski filed a letter asking the Planning and Zoning Commission and Council to hear this matter quickly because her husband's health was deteriorating and they needed to move to Pennsylvania, where they were originally from, so they could be closer to family who could help support in Mr. Stabelski's care. The property is located, as was just indicated a moment ago, at the end of Heritage Lane. Heritage Lane is a road just off of Betts Pond Road, and for those of you familiar with the Millsboro area, there's an intersection on the northern edge of Millsboro where Route 20 meets Route 113. And if you were to head east, that is Betts Pond Road. And one of the first residential subdivisions you would come to off of Betts Pond Road is the Heritage Lane subdivision. If you were driving north on 113 through Millsboro, this property would be located, you'd be able to see some of it if you looked across the pond there. But in addition, when you get to where the Easy Loans corporate office is and the new Chagrin Gas building that's under construction currently, this property is actually located behind both of those facilities. The Stabelskis have owned this property since 1999. A copy of their deed was included in the exhibit notebook and as part of the application. And as part of the deed, there was a survey that was recorded with that, which is basically the same condition and configuration as the property still exists today. When they purchased the property, it was improved with a ranch house, and that is the same house that is currently on the property. And to their knowledge, the home was constructed sometime in the 1960s. So as was indicated from the minutes from the Planning and Zoning Commission, there has been a longstanding history of residential use of this property. Pictures of the property are included in your exhibit notebook at tab 2. And in fact, the first picture when you look at tab 2 is a sign of that exists at the entranceway to the community when you turn off of Betts Pond Road onto Heritage Lane. And as you'll see, there's some irony because it refers to it as a private community, obviously, and not any type of place for commercial businesses. If you look at the rest of the pictures in tab 2, you'll simply see a ranch home with a beautiful view of the pond there in Millsboro. The Stabelskis did not know their property was zoned commercial until it was decided that they had to move back to Pennsylvania to be close to family. And when they went to list the property for sale, it was determined that some banks may require them to get a commercial loan because the property is zoned commercial and not zoned residential. That prompted them to file the rezoning application that you have in front of you this afternoon. As the property has always been used residentially, the request will obviously be for you to make this actual zoning designation of the property consistent with its historic use. If you look at the third tab in the exhibit notebook in front of you, you will see the tax map for this property with the property highlighted in yellow. You can see a little bit of Heritage Lane, which is a dead-end cul-de-sac subdivision, and then you'll see two narrow pink or red lines that lead back to the yellow highlighted property, and that's an easement that leads to this property. This property is not technically part of the Heritage Lane subdivision because it existed in this configuration prior to the creation of the Heritage Lane subdivision. However, the Heritage Lane subdivision is a deed-restricted community that's required to be residential use only. If you look at the tax maps, you will see the nature of this area, which obviously is residential use except for the corridor right along Route 113. The fourth exhibit in your exhibit notebook is the planning and zoning map, and you will see the zoning classification on there, the large areas of red being the commercial zoning. And the reason that it is believed that this property is zoned commercially rather than residentially as it is used is because at the time when the county was issuing zoning designations, if there was a commercial use in that area along a major highway such as Route 113, the county would zone back 500 or 600 feet from the center line of the highway, which is why you see the even lines on both sides of the highway with the commercial zoning district. And it would appear that this property was just by happenstance happened to be within that 500 feet of the highway and became zoned commercially at that time, since it's obviously its use has been residential throughout its entire history. The Heritage Lane subdivision, if you turn to the next page in Exhibit 4, you will see that the Heritage Lane subdivision is actually split zoned. Again, it falls, I'll use the word victim, but it falls victim to that same 500-foot zoning that extends back from Route 113. You'll see that there are three lots in the Heritage Lane subdivision that are zoned completely C1, and then two that are split zoned, with part of the lot being C1 and part of the lot being AR1. If you look at the last exhibit in tab 4, you'll see the access easement that leads to parcel 58.11, which is the Stabelski's property. With the use of the property over the last 50-plus years and the fact that its only access is from the private dead-end cul-de-sac and not from Route 113, which is where you would traditionally put a commercial property, so it has access for its heavier use than a residential property. The Stabelskis ask that the property be downzoned from C1, its current zoning designation, to MR. The reason for the MR request is if you look at the zoning map, you'll see that the immediately contiguous property to the southeast bears the MR zoning classification, and this will create a contiguous MR zoning designation in this area. As I mentioned at the outset, the Stabelskis had to move to Pennsylvania to be closer to family. As part of their move, they did hire a realtor, and they reviewed all this with her, and I'm going to ask Susan Mills, she's a realtor with Jack Lingo, if she could step up here to the microphone and introduce yourself with your name and address.
Hi, my name is Susan Mills. My address is 205 West 8th Street in Laurel.
And have you worked with the Stabelskis with respect to the sale of their property as they moved to Pennsylvania?
I have.
And are you familiar with the history of the property?
I am.
And was what I relayed to County Council this afternoon true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
It is.
Thank you. Ms. Mills and I are ready if the council has any questions for us about this application.
Any questions from council?
No.
If not, do you have anything else to add, Mr. Hutt?
I do not. That concludes my application.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's council's desire, close the public record.
We will close public hearing, and if it's okay with council, close the public record.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Moore, read a short title, please.
Yes, sir. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 0.9 acre more or less for reasons 1 through 8 as given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
Mm-hmm. Well, make a motion we adopt the...
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
To approve change of zone 1784. Mm-hmm. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, it should be approved, and I like the work planning and zoning did, and I like the reasons they gave.
Cole.
Yes, I'll vote to support the change, and I support the planning and zoning's recommendations.
Charlotte.
I'm even sorry you're here, to be honest with you. I mean, to me, it makes total common sense that I guess the county some time ago augmented this commercial band, and you were impacted. Your client was impacted in a negative way. So I'm even sorry you're here. So absolutely, I'll say yes.
Wilson.
I vote with PNZ. I agree with Bob here. Mr. Arlette. Or is there not? Anyway, I agree with him personally. I think this, I thought it was kind of crazy that we have to go from a zoning, anytime we zone down, I think it's just kind of crazy. Why are we doing this?
I also agree with the P&Z's reasons and their rationale for recommending this. I agree it makes sense to down zone what it should be. Although, yes, motion carried.
Thank you. May I make a point of clarification?
Thank
you.
Yes.
Just so council knows, George might know, but maybe not. When the zoning map was created in 1971, we had no parcel maps, no property maps to go by, no tax maps. But we did it by recorded plots, or we did administratively by establishing dimensional boundaries. And David said it right. We went, it's 500 foot. If you notice on that little map in that one section, it went 500 foot, then it dropped down. It got to another subdivision that already existed, and we picked up the outside boundary of that subdivision. And we did a whole county that way, and it varied different dimensions. And when we had recorded plots, it helped. But in this case, it was a dimensional zoning. They fell into the zoning, but we didn't have any boundaries to go by. We picked up quite a few of them in the late 70s, early 80s, mostly for down zoning purposes, which George might remember that, because we had a lot on that wanted to go ag preservation when ag preservation first came about. And we did rezone down zonings at no charge.
That's
the recommendation of council, so that we could clean up through some of those commercial properties that would probably never be developed commercially.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little history.
How come we can't still do that?
We probably could if the council would instruct us to do so.
Well, I think the council ought to instruct.
Okay.
Well, we'll put
this
it on
would
the
not,
agenda.
Yes.
We'll put it on the agenda for a future discussion.
Right.
Just for down zones.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hope they get better.
Okay.
Hopefully they get better.
Thank you for that explanation.
Mark, can I ask you a question? Will the taxes now be cheaper on this property or any?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a reassessed from commercial down to residential sure. Class. It's all through assessment. I can't tell you what the difference would be, but it should be a little bit of difference.
But for financing, it's important.
Okay, the next case is change of zone 1786, Wilson Baker, Inc. I do want to make a comment before you read. Although I do not nor have ever represented Wilson Baker, Inc., I do represent or have represented an entity that one of the principals of this entity are part of the other entity. And it's a totally different issue, totally has nothing to do with this property or anything concerning Wilson Baker. So I just wanted that on the record. Thank you. And Mr. Lang?
Okay. Yes, thank you. This is change of zone number 1786, the application of Wilson Baker, Incorporated. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less. Property is located east of DuPont Boulevard, US Route 113, 200 feet north of Beach Highway, Route 16. 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 230, Map 26, Parcel 40. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 10th. As you have before you and in your report, I did provide an exhibit booklet for consideration, which was received on August 28th. We did hear comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The booklet contains a copy of the support facilities report that was received from DLDOT, so we didn't reference that in the record. Mark Baker was present on behalf of Wilson Baker Incorporated, with Mark Davison of Pannoni Associates Incorporated giving testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1786 for Wilson Baker Incorporated for a change in zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to CR1 Commercial Residential based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is surrounded by other properties with commercial zonings. As a result, this rezoning is an infill of a small area to conform with the surrounding commercial zonings. Two, commercial zoning is appropriate for this location at the intersection of U.S. Route 113 and Route 16. Three, the rezoning is consistent with other commercial uses, including the adjacent Exxon, a rural farm store, a Dollar General store, and other uses. Four, this rezoning will permit the applicant reasonable expansion of the adjacent gas station and convenience store. Five, the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan designates this parcel as being within a highway commercial area where CR1 commercial residential zoning is appropriate. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, any future development of the site will require DLDOT and other agency reviews and will be subject to site plan approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions? If not, Mr. Davidson.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Pannoni Associates. We're located just outside of Milton, Delaware. With me today is the one of the owners of Wilson Baker Incorporated, Mr. Matt Baker. As Mr. Lank stated that this is an application, we are asking to rezone a one-acre parcel of land located on the east side of U.S. 113 from AR1 to commercial to C1 general commercial. Wilson Baker Incorporated purchased this property back in April of this year. As you know, or you may know, that Wilson Baker Incorporated is a Delaware business, and they've been a family-owned and operated business since 1952. This property is located, as indicated on the picture and, of course, on the front of your booklets, that it's immediately adjacent to their existing Exxon station, which is a gas station and a convenience store. As indicated on the zoning map, this property is surrounded by already existing commercial lands. In the vicinity, Mr. Lank already indicated that there's an existing Dollar General store. They're directly across the highway from the rural farms there at the intersection of 113 and 16. So they purchased this piece of property because in today's time, when reconfiguring the convenience store and the gas station, it takes a little bit more land nowadays to be able to expand and remodel the existing store. And that's the intent of what the Wilson Baker Incorporated would like to do with this piece of property, is to expand the existing service station or a gas station and convenience store. Comprehensive plan, the 2008 comprehensive plan, shows that this piece of property is in a commercial district for commercial highway uses. Provided a map from the future land use plan in the comprehensive plan showing that the property is highway commercial area. It is in a level 2 for state strategies for spending. The existing station right now is currently served by an on-site well, and that well will probably, if they're not in a water district, they're not in Tidewater or Artesian water district, so they'll probably just utilize the existing well that's on site during the expansion. They are immediately adjacent to the Ellendale Wastewater Sanitary Sewer District. It will have to be annexed in. If you find this in favor, they will have to come back and annex that piece of property in. But the existing station right now is in the is served by the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer System. DLDOT did not request a traffic impact study. As a matter of fact, they've also requested that we could ask for a write-in and write-out on that piece of property for any type of expansion, and that will be discussed with DLDOT once we start looking at the reconfiguration of the parcels. And with that, we're here to answer any questions.
Any questions from council? Seeing none, do you have anything else to add?
Nope, that's it.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we close the public record or public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing.
Yes.
Do the council close the public record?
Yes.
And Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre more or less, with reasons 1 through 7 as shown on the given by planning and zoning.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to approve change of zone 1786. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and it's an infill, and planning and zoning gave some very good reasons, and I agree with them.
Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Tarlette.
Absolutely. I shall vote yes, as it has been suggested by planning and zoning.
Wilson.
I'll vote yes, according to planning and zoning. Bought gas stuff there many a time. I often thought it was CNR, but evidently it wasn't.
I also agree with the reasons for planning and zoning, and I will vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Yep. Next.
Happy expansion.
The next two matters are going to be heard together. Change of zone 1783 and conditional use 2028, although they'll be heard together. Any votes would have to take place separately.
It's hard decisions.
Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is I'm going to have to read both titles in the short title. Change of zone number 1783, Fulton Ventures, Delaware. I assume it'd be D. Do I say DE or do I read Delaware? DE, I guess.
Yeah.
Fulton Ventures, DE LLC. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying in